Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 3 with verses 3 through 5. Those who honor their father atone for sins. They store up riches who respect their mother. Those who honor their father will have joy in their own children. And when they pray, they are heard. When we talk about atoning for sins, we're essentially acknowledging our wrongdoings and taking responsibility for them. And when we do that, we also show respect and honor to our fathers, who have raised us and taught us values, instilling wisdom. Our fathers should play a significant role in shaping our moral compass and guiding us towards righteousness. By acknowledging our sins and trying to make amends, we demonstrate that we value the lessons they've taught us. Atonement is not just about making things right with the person we may have wronged, but also about aligning ourselves with the values our fathers have instilled in us. It's a way of showing them that we've internalized those values and are striving to live by them. I think it also goes beyond just the act of atonement itself. When we actively work towards redemption, we become better individuals, and that growth and self-improvement can be seen as a form of honoring our fathers. They want to see us become the best versions of ourselves. And by atoning for our sins, we're showing them that we're committed to that journey. Our fathers have invested so much in our upbringing, and they want to see us lead a virtuous life. By recognizing our mistakes and seeking forgiveness, we not only honor our fathers' teachings, but also show them that we've learned from them and are striving to be better individuals. It's interesting how the act of atonement can be seen as a way of continuing the legacy of our fathers. By acknowledging our sins and working towards redemption, we're carrying forward their teachings and values, ensuring that their guidance has a lasting impact on our lives. Atoning for our sins and honoring our fathers go hand in hand. It's a way of showing gratitude for the lessons they've taught us, while also recognizing our own responsibility in living up to those teachings. Ultimately, it can lead to personal growth and a deeper connection with our fathers. Atonement is not just about seeking forgiveness, but also about honoring our fathers by internalizing their teachings, taking responsibility for our actions, and striving to live a life that aligns with the values they've imparted in our soul. Remember, it's never too late to atone for your sins and be forgiven. There's not a soul in the world who doesn't need to be forgiven. Not the Pope, not your pastor, not your little old lady down the street. Everyone. And when they do, such peace overcomes the soul of complexity, goodwill, honored. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. Those three individuals, we pray for their forgiveness to atone for their sins and honor their father and father-in-law. We pray for Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Elliot celebrated his 5th birthday just a couple of days ago. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander in the womb of a woman right now. Our good friend's wife, David Welch. David, we're praying for you and your wife. God bless you. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 3. It's verses 3 through 5 in our practice today. One stanza poem, quad lines this morning. It's titled, Sins Atoned, Father Honored. Sins atoned, Father honored. Riches stored, mother respected. Father honored, joy theirs. Children own, prayers conjected. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's December 10th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 24 hours later, up at the Angels today. Closing today, saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven in universal utterance each morning. As my good friend John always says, we always say God bless him in the morning. We close in Johnny's honor as we say, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome Sunday in the Lord. Get out there and see your preachers or teachers and say your prayers. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. In Jesus' name. Amen. Peace be with you.